You're listening to DottoTech, helping you get the most out of your technology wherever you use it, at home, at school, or at work. Brought to you by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you. 20 years, the trusted voice of technology in Canada, Steve Dotto.
Hello, Vancouver and the internet. I'm Steve Dotto, and you're tuned in to DottoTech. We are so glad you're joining us this fine evening. Our show is dedicated to helping you get the most out of your technology, and we can actually limit today how much we're interested in you getting the most out of. We are committed today to figure out how you can get the most out of your apps and pretty much nothing else. Art Factora, how are you doing, sir?
I am doing very well, sir.
Good, good, good. Your week is going well?
Yeah, it's been busy. I got some shows. I got a show tonight. Got a show tomorrow.
Good, good. Yeah. Where are you performing tonight?
Tonight it's a new room downtown, one of those one-off restaurant comedy shows at a new restaurant called the Ivory Tower Tavern on Howe, just off Davie.
The Ivory Tower Tavern?
No, the Ivory Tavern.
Tavern.
Sorry, okay. Is that new that I still have no idea what it's called?
And that's an unusual name. Ivory Tower would seem more reasonable.
Well, maybe they wanted to take off the Ivory Tower, but didn't want to be too cliche.
Good, good, good. It is App Wednesday. That's the term I've come up with. Last month we did this, and it was a huge hit. And nobody,
catchy.
You say catchy now, but when I first ran this by you, it was yawn. Everybody that I've said, it's a yawn. I think that the world doesn't have enough Catholics in it is the problem, because nobody knows what Ash Wednesday is. That is the problem, and that is the where we're taking the App Wednesday. That's why it's humorous.
Well, I think you need to, maybe not use the Catholic faith and the iPhone users and blend them together.
They're the same.
They are not the same.
They're the same.
They're similar.
They have faith in a greater power.
Steve Jobs, who died for our cell phone sins. Right? Did I go too far?
You just went too far. But you want to use that tonight. That's a whole new thing that you can work on tonight. Right?
I will try.
Joining me in studio is David Hathaway. How are you doing, Dave?
I'm doing great today.
Good, good. And the rules are today, no mention of BB Edit from you at all.
No CSS editors?
No talking about CSS editors.
Period. That's it. Okay.
And Paul Demera is also with us this evening. How are you, Paul?
Doing really well.
Okay. And also sitting next to me is David's better half, Megan, who just showed me an app called iRosary, which we won't lead things off with, but... She typically stays quiet through the whole thing and just is kind of the peanut gallery, giving us sort of support. Before we get in, let me throw out the phone numbers, because we want to hear what your favorite apps are. It's a conversation about best apps, the apps that you use, the apps that you love, the apps that make you laugh. You can give us a call at 604-280-0650. Out of town callers can call 1-877-280-0650. And because we are a tech show, you can tweet to us at DottoTech. Send your tweets to at DottoTech. And you can add the hashtag if you want, App Wednesday. And we will get your favorite apps on the air. We look forward to hearing from you. While we're lining up people and their apps, this week on Monday was the big day for Apple. As they hosted their Worldwide Developer Conference, or this week it's been going on, Tim Cook, their CEO, kicked off the Worldwide Developer Conference with the most anticipated keynote in geekdom. And Apple, they rocked the house a bit. They rocked the house.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely. Yeah. Yeah. There was lots of new stuff. Nothing on a new iPhone, which kind of surprised me. But
well, sort of. They showed iOS 6 to us, which they
it's
said
on my
you
phone
can now
already.
Wait. You can wait until... the fall for us. So yeah. That's a big... The thing about technology is it's a big yawn if you have to wait for more than a week for the technology.
Yeah.
Because somebody's going to come on along with something better. And the fact there was no iPhone, and it's the same week as Samsung came by on tour and showed us their Galaxy S, the new Samsung Galaxy 3S or S3, the Galaxy S3. What is it? I can't remember the name of it now. But it is a...
It's nice is
phone.
What it is.
Yeah, they've lent one to me, and I'm playing with it. It's thin. It's got the 4.1-inch AMOLED, I think 4.1 or 4.3-inch AMOLED screen, which is absolutely spectacular. And Paul Demera, being a total phone geek, has been lusting after it. And I saw him try to slip it into his pocket.
Yeah.
Times. Anything at the Worldwide Developer Conference that really caught your attention?
I think it continues the trend of Retina display, which is interesting. So it's all about screens. Screens, right?
Display. Well,
display...
that was the biggest news for sure.
Yeah.
Was the announcement of the MacBook Pro, or the next generation NGMBP, the next generation MacBook Pro, which is a 15-inch, $2,200 notebook. I thought we'd gotten past the first number on a notebook being 2, but I guess it's
unfortunately not. You note that the 17-inch MacBook is now gone.
As it should be. It's too big. It was too big, too heavy, and too hot. And you know, and actually, I was surprised that with the screen, with the with their Retina display, they didn't come up with a 13-inch display as their first display.
Maybe that's later, along with maybe the Mac Air 13-inch down the road. You know.
You mean they didn't put any Retina displays in they refreshed the MacBook Air lineup as far as horsepower went, and
but not with the screens.
Yeah. Not with the screens.
And they
no.
really didn't kick up. I thought they were going to kick up the storage in them, and that the 64 gig SSD would be pushed by the wayside, and 128 would be the bottom level of storage. Because who can do anything in 64 gig?
Oh, I'd run that out in no time flat.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, when I put my SSD into my MacBook, I sort of had to size out, okay, what have I got in applications? And it was over 200 gig.
What did you
pair it down?
I put it, a 240 gig?
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, that's bigger than I thought. That's bigger than I got. I only got 128 gig in mine. What did you put in Megan's?
I put 128 in hers.
Oh, so the bigger one went in yours.
Well, she doesn't have Final Cut or Logic or any of those massive, huge Apple apps.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, fine. And let's face it, the reason that you needed that is 60 gigabytes for Diablo 3.
No, I haven't put it on my Mac yet.
Okay.
It's on my Windows machine at home.
I'm going to admit something I have, and I'm playing it, and it's fun. I play with my son in Ontario. It is great. Okay, let's get into App Wednesday, because I have been looking forward to discussing apps with you guys all week. And while you're deciding on your very first app, well, actually, it's interesting. It's I'm going to start with one that that a viewer sent in to me early in the week when I first tweeted out that I'm looking for apps for this week. He sent me an app called 3030. Which is a timing app, which I liked so much. I actually did a little video. There's a video on it on my website, on the Dottotech, on our website, on the Dottotech website. But 3030 is a, here's what it's for. It's a task management app, kind of like a to-do list manager. You know how everybody wants to-do lists, but it's for the less disciplined amongst us, which would include everybody in the room. I think. And so here's what happens is I sit down at
squirrel.
Squirrel. That's exactly right. I sit down at my computer with all the intention of writing a post. I sit down writing a story for the newspaper or something like that, or catching up on my email. And then I go, I wonder how the website's doing. And then I look over and I take a look at Google Analytics, and I'm looking, and all of a sudden I'm looking and seeing where people are coming into the website from. And while I'm there, I go, oh, gee whiz, I better check my Facebook. And I check my Facebook, and oh, I forgot, I haven't checked LinkedIn for a few hours. So I check my LinkedIn, and all of these shiny things catch my attention, and I never do the work I'm supposed to be doing.
Yep.
This is not good for productivity. So you're sitting there, and you realize you've spent an hour doing nothing. So what 3030 is it is a task timer that is beautiful. It's just a simple, elegant. It works on either your iPad or your iPhone screen, and it is just a big timer, and you put your tasks in and say, I want to spend an hour. Now, they recommend on their website that you say 1 hour or 50 minutes work, 10-minute break, 58 minutes of work, 10-minute break, which case I guess you could go 50 minutes work, 10-minute break, 50 minutes Diablo, 10-minute break.
Yeah.
You could do that.
Yeah.
But and then it times you and tings as soon as it's time to move on to the next task. You can pause the task if you have to, but it allows you to say, if you say, you know, how much work can I get done if I spend an hour concentrating on email? It gives me the discipline to sit down and spend an hour on email. And that's pretty good. So now, I don't use it just with generic work rest. I actually say, I'm going to spend this much time writing this piece. And then when it's done, you know, I'll reevaluate how much time. But I've used it for 3 or 4 days, which is not a great test, but it's an appropriate test since the software is free. It's called 30/30, available at the App Store. And I give it a thumbs up. I think it's something good. Dave, you gave me a real look of that. This is
I'm downloading as we speak, because I suffer from that exact same problem where I'll be working on something and I go, oh, take a look at this. And I end up down this long, you know, rabbit hole of a pile of things that I've looked at, and I've, you know, an hour later and I have not got done what I sat down to do.
You know, I wonder if anybody out there has a great to-do list manager, especially one that would integrate with our ad with a calendar, because that is one area that I don't like any to-do lists that I've used. So if you do, tweet us or call us at 604 780-0650. Art, did you have something you wanted to say?
I saw someone tweeting about something called iCal. I haven't looked into it yet, but I'm assuming...
iCal?
iCal. I-C-A-L. I'm assuming that's exactly what you're talking about. A calendar that incorporates your calendar and your tasks and things you have to do.
Well, I'm a little bit confused. I'm a little bit confused because Apple's calendaring app...
generates iCals.
...is called iCal.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if there's another app.
An app I can recommend is called SpringPad, and it's good for keeping track of all kinds of different things, and it organizes stuff like you would normally organize stuff, like shopping lists, to-do list, recipes. SpringPad, yeah.
And have you used it, or are you just
played around with
it
a little bit?
Okay,
it's like a competitor's app, Evernote, but better, according to their thoughts. Yeah.
Okay, well, see, and that's the thing. Evernote's not a great to-do list manager.
No.
SpringPad.
Yeah, SpringPad.
I'll do a quick little search on that. We're going to bring it up. SpringPad, about smart notebooks to help you discover... What is this? Oh, okay. So it's an iPad-only app. It doesn't look like it works on the...
Android. I haven't tried it on that one. But...
I'll just take a quick look. iOS. Oh, it is available for iOS. And, okay, so SpringPad is one that's a choice. You know, Evernote is still, you know...
the de facto standard?
Well, it's the standard by which all other apps are measured. That's for sure. It's the one that I like best. Okay, Paul, I'll let you pick one out, your top one.
Well, I've looked at a few of them over the last few days, seeing as we're talking about some stuff, and I started thinking about, what about travel, right? So a lot of people are doing a lot of traveling in the summertime, and one of the programs that makes a lot of sense for me is I'm always looking for a good restaurant. It's called Open Table, particularly useful for last-minute dinner reservations.
Works in Open Table.
U.S., Canada, and the U.K., so... you know, you want to go get something to eat, and you go, what are we going to have? Well, Open Table takes care of it for you. They'll show you some neat places nearby, and it's all good.
Now, Open Table, if I'm not mistaken, sorry if you mentioned it, because I was reading a tweet, it allows you to do your reservations.
Yes.
It also ties in, doesn't it tie in with Taste of Vancouver?
I haven't seen that. Maybe.
Yeah, I've used Open Table for booking reservations. There's reviews attached, but... I wonder, you know, if you're into food, Art can help me with this one. Is there anything that compares at all with Yelp?
Urban Spoon.
Urban Spoon's good too.
Urban Spoon's really good. Yeah.
Now, is Urban Spoon the one where you
shake it? Yes. Yeah, that's great.
But why would you want to do that? Then you're taking a crapshoot. What don't you want based on recommendations?
Well, no, it has a rating. Quality or part to it.
But why the Russian roulette thing? I don't get that.
Because as a foodie. You want to try different things.
Uh-huh.
And if it's one meal, that's the best part
about
it. It's
not the end of the world, right?
I mean, it's not, yeah.
It could be your last meal.
Hopefully it's not that bad.
Well, it could be. Megan just pointed out that Yelp is experiencing a lawsuit from a Vancouver... I listened to the story, and so correct me if I'm wrong on this story, but a Vancouver-based... nail salon type place.
Electrolysis.
Has sued Yelp because they didn't post 4 reviews, and all 4 reviewers were one-off reviews, which I think kind of indicate their shills. And
right.
That's what Yelp says, is if you don't post, you know, if you don't create some credibility, you can't go and just write one review. So they can be, people can create one-off accounts.
All right.
Do a kind of a shill thing, and that's it. So that's their thinking. I'm sure that, I think a lawsuit's kind of a steep way to go for Yelp.
I think they'd already lost 2 in California. That's the only reason they went ahead with this one.
Oh, okay. Well, in the States, they're much better at suing people. So Art, you're thumbs up on Urban Spoon. I should make notes of this. You are thumbs up on Urban Spoon.
Yeah, when you're driving around and you don't know the neighborhood, part of my other job is, I find myself in North Van, West Van, and it's lunchtime, and you don't want to go to McDonald's, you don't want to go to Subway.
How could you not want to?
Well, because I already went to it for breakfast. That's right. And you want to just see what else is new. The whole Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, I love that show. And that's how you kind of find those places. Oh. And, you know, not just a Greasy Spoon Cafe, but also a Greasy Spoon Asian Cafe.
Okay, so something that's a little bit special.
Oh, yeah, and price-wise, too, because sometimes you see a place and you're thinking, okay, it's going to be a cheap meal under $10. You get in there, and you don't want to feel like a goof when you see that their lunch menu is like $18 for an entree. And that also puts it in price-wise, too. So if you want to only spend $5 or $8 for lunch, then you can do that.
Okay, we've got a tweet in from Penny Century 82. She says she lives Pocket App. I think it's a she. Lives Pocket App. It lets me save web pages to read offline later and syncs with my laptop web browser also. So this is one of these reader apps, one of these offline reader apps that allows you to look at things and then save them. That's actually built into the Apple OS. I'm not sure if she's a Mac user or not. But some of those reading apps can be tremendously useful, and so that you can store all your stuff offline and then get to it. But the fact it syncs with her web browser, that's pretty sweet. That
is Instapaper is another good one.
Instapaper is another one like that. So break time, Art? Yeah. Well, let's take a before I take a break, let me throw out the number. One, it's 604-280-0650. Tell us your favorite app. Don't be shy. It can be just a funny app. It can be a useful app. It can be something that has changed your life or just makes things more convenient. You can also tweet us at DottoTech. We're going to take a quick break. I'm Steve Dotto, and you are tuned in to DottoTech.
DottoTech is brought to you in part by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you.
What's the difference between a good painting company and a great one? It's more than just having professionals doing the work. I'm Heidi Nyleen of Warline Painting, and at Warline, we understand that painting is as much about the service you get as the job we do. We start with convenient in-home appointments, followed by detailed written estimates, and even professional color consultations. On-site, we are uniformed, clean, careful, and professional. Most importantly, our work is exceptional. Visit warlinepainting.com and set up an appointment so we can help you make your home beautiful with paint.
You're listening to DottoTech, brought to you in part by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you.
It is App Wednesday here on DottoTech. I've got David Hathaway and Paul DeMera and Megan Hathaway in studio with me. We are going through all of your favorite apps and the ones that you've sent in to us over the last little while. And I got one here that I'm going to put on the air just because it was such a flagrant self-promotional thing. It's really not that it's a cute app. I wouldn't say it's great. It's called How's Dat Now. It Rob LeGru, who is one of our listeners online, I think in Newfoundland. It's a Newfie translation app. So it takes now I was listening to a few of these before, and some of them I can't put on air because they okay, that's goodbye. What's stormy? I don't know if I trust doing stormy weather. Oh, I got to be very careful because there are a few that are kind of R-rated. But it basically translates things that you should know how to say. Like here's how in Newfoundland, how you'd ask for a soda pop.
Give us one of those can of drinks.
Could you hear that, Art?
One more time.
Okay, here we go.
The speaker's at the bottom there, yeah.
Give us one of those can of drinks.
There you go.
So it teaches you how to speak Newfie. Which is kind of cool. It's 99 cents. I don't think it's worth it unless you want to really learn how to speak Newfie.
If you're going to spend any time in Newfoundland, you got to know what they're
absolutely
saying.
Absolutely.
A little bit. You need a
it's
little.
It's true, and it's kind of cute. It's kind of cute. They've done a cute job, but it's called How's Dat Now, and it's apostrophe O-W apostrophe S-D-A-T-N-O-W question mark exclamation mark. They used the entire line of punctuation on their keyboard for one app. So... that one is kind of useful. Mr. Hathaway, we haven't given you a chance to pipe in with your favorite app.
The one that I came across, it's actually been out for a little while already, but I'm in a new high-tech job where I have to use really long secure passwords, like 15 characters plus, for everything that I do. And one of the security guy at work says, we'll start using LastPass. And it's absolutely changed my life in days. It's on my Windows machine. It's on my Mac. It's on my phone. So any password that I use, all I've got to do is simply go to that site, and it will now pop up. It went through, and it got all my old passwords that I'd had stored.
How did it get them?
Well, it pulls them out. I use Chrome, and Chrome was saving passwords. So it's gone through into Chrome's password backend and just pulled all that stuff over into it.
Okay, so you got to explain to me how this works because I've been – very interested in this whole password situation for the last little while because so many people have recommended to me 1Password,
yeah,
which is dominating.
And I used
that
1Password for quite a while.
But it's expensive. It's $19 to use it on your iPad, another $19 to use it on your iPhone, I think, and then another $19 or something like that to use it on your computer. So it turns into very quickly $60 or $70 for a utility.
And because of that, I only ever used it on my Mac.
Okay.
And LastPass was free except for the iPhone app, okay, where they make you get the premium account for
it. So you have to do this in the right order to make it work properly, though, yep, right? So you install it on your desktop computer first, right?
Yep. Put it
and
on
then
my desktop.
So that, and then you create an account. Where is that account stored?
That account's stored up on LastPass.
Oh, so it's in the cloud. It's yep, a cloud-based app. So here's yep, the thing people have to get comfortable with. Your passwords are all living on a server on the internet. Does that not concern you, Monsieur Hathaway?
No, it actually doesn't. It's because of
it
how...
It should.
Well, no, it doesn't, because it's not... It's your password is not stored up there in plain text.
Okay.
It's not like your password is sitting there on a file.
Is it stored in Newfie?
No, it's stored. It's stored in what's called a hash value, right, which is an extremely long string of characters.
Okay.
That has no real relation to what your actual password is.
Okay.
So, and then the various password mechanisms just simply decrypt that and then feed back in the proper password.
So you're feeling it's quite secure.
Yeah.
But it's tremendously convenient if these passwords are stored in the cloud, because then when I install it on my iPhone...
Well, yeah, I can now for work systems, I can just go on my iPhone and it will pop up the right password for it.
So that's it. So you basically... Now, are you going through... Does this generate those cryptic...
Yes, it does. It'll generate them on a fly. So my mission for the next couple of weeks is, you know, I'm much like everybody else, where I maybe have three or four passwords with some slight variations. And now I'm just going to go through and I'm going to change every single password I have to something absolutely ridiculously long, because I'm not going to have to try and remember them anymore. LastPass is going to remember them.
And what do you do about your LastPass password?
I made
what
that.
Is it? Just tell us.
Yeah, I'll
is.
Just yeah, I'll blurt it out over
yeah,
here.
Yeah, just tell everybody what the name is.
I went with a 15-character password.
So you went with a very difficult password.
Yeah.
Now, does it, when you log onto your iPhone, do you have to put in that password every time?
Or yes.
So every time you go to a new website, you've got to put in
no,
the
yeah,
password?
No, well, you just have to open the app once.
Okay.
And if the app's running, then you get a 4-digit PIN code that you can use because the app's already running.
Oh, okay.
So it's not like
so
you can
like
pick up my
phone
and just go, oh, his LastPass is open. I'm going to go in. You'd still have to get through that.
Okay.
I mean, password cracking technology these days can't get past 14 characters.
Okay.
But any complicated password you could dream up that's 14 characters or less can be broken.
So 15 characters, GameOfThrones. No, yeah, that's only 13.
Yeah, yeah. So, tuck a couple numbers on the end.
Yeah, yeah, and if you and throw in the capitals and yeah, that sort of thing. So LastPass, this should be this is a great app to bring up right now, because with the last week's news of LinkedIn, mm-hmm, now LinkedIn wasn't really it was hacked, but the passwords weren't really. They were all just the hash codes were available,
right,
so people could search. And so it was partially hacked. And then the hacker basically went online and asked the hacking community to help him decipher the password.
Well, any of those shorter hash codes can be cracked.
Yeah,
no
and
problem.
So that should have been a wake up call to everybody to go through and change it.
And that's now what it was for me.
And the point that you were making is most of us have just a few passwords or a password and then derivatives of one password. And because the LinkedIn one was hacked, even if you go in and change your LinkedIn password, people, if they got that password, they could be trying that on other on other systems.
And so, because you're usually on LinkedIn with your real first name and last name, now you've got this password.
Which it wasn't attached to any accounts.
Well, that's true. Yeah, it wasn't attached
to specific accounts. So I don't think that there was like a crying danger for most of us for our security.
Yeah.
But it is a wake-up call.
Definitely.
And the fact that we had a couple of days of warning before it's, you know, mm-hmm, because this guy had gone public or public within his community to try for help, it allows us to think it through, so to come up with a better strategy. So LastPass might just be the one. I'm gonna install it this week and give it a shot.
Yeah.
What do you do, Art? You do use everything for the same password?
No, I've got two kind of words that I use,
yeah,
and then change it up with a couple numbers.
And Paul, what do you use?
I have a combo password, low, medium, and high security with, same thing as Art. Yeah.
So it's not that good?
It's scaring the crap out of me with what he's saying with the 14 digits. I just counted them up.
If you want a good scare, go read up on rainbow tables.
Yeah.
That's the process that will take a 14-character password. Doesn't matter what's in it. Doesn't matter if it's words, symbols, numbers, anything. It can be cracked through that method.
Very
scary. I'd never heard of it until just recently. I was like, what?
So if they break into my bank account, will they actually pay for my bills? Is that because that's all that's in there anyway. Well, there, yeah. There's no money to take.
If the Good Samaritan hackers come by, yes.
That would be fantastic. I'm crossing my fingers for that.
And Megan, you look conservative. What do you do?
I look conservative. I have a word combinations at the moment. I have to change all my passwords at work every 30 days anyway, and they have to be 15 characters or longer.
Now, will they allow you to use a tool? Megan works with the government, so they won't allow you to use a tool like LastPass, so it's not an option for you.
No.
That's difficult. So that creates a security challenge because people then have to write that down somewhere. They can't possibly remember it.
Well, and it's grounds for discipline if that piece of paper is ever found. Bad,
yeah.
And boy, does it ever create a backload of work for the poor, overworked IT department.
That is, there's some serious challenges.
I worked for a CTO once for a short period of time, mainly because he was very shortly lived in the company. But when he left the company, we were taking apart his workstation, and he had all of his passwords written on the bottom of his keyboard.
That's kind of the
key underneath the doormat sort of thing.
Yeah, pretty much.
Now it's interesting. Some of our viewers have written in with some that were mentioned in our last show. One of them is Apps Gone Free. And was that one of yours, Dave, that you were talking about? Paul, was it yours?
Maybe
a viewer called in with it.
I remember
Apps Gone Free is a really interesting service. It's one I looked at. You can sign up for it, and it allows you to review paid apps as they come down the pipe.
Yeah.
So if you're the sort of person that likes to test and likes to try things out, it's an interesting one. So we're going to put it up again because that comes from E. McGrimmon. And that is Apps Gone Free. Basically, it's not any single app. It's just a kind of a passport into many, many different apps. Should we go to the phones there, Art? We got Pete in Vancouver. How you doing, Peter?
Hi, Steve. Love your show.
Well, thank you.
Steve, I just wanted to mention that one of my favorite apps is called Word Photo. It's a photo app, but it basically will take any photo, and then you would write some sort of caption, like if it was your dog, you would take a picture of your dog, then write a caption saying, I love my dog, and all the words, you'll see like several thousand words, they will shape the picture to your dog in the words, in the text.
Really?
So the text is the picture.
What's it called?
Word Photo.
Word Photo. And that, is that an iPhone app? What platform are you on?
It's an iPhone app.
Holy cow. So what have you done?
I've just took several pictures of, pictures of family, friends, maybe some not so appropriate for talking on the air.
Okay, well, let's not go there. Let's just not go there.
Well, what word would that picture create? I'm just curious about
Okay,
that.
I'm seeing it. I see what it does. It creates like a tablet. It's called Word Photo. That's with an F, though, F-O-T-O.
Yes, sir.
And it colors it in, and there we go. That's pretty cool. That looks like a nice little free app. It'd be a great way for doing kind of graphics for a blog or something like that.
Absolutely, great for Christmas cards.
Yeah. Okay. Well, so far since we've only had one caller, you're the winner of the callers. Not that you're winning anything. So you still like the show? Since we don't have any prizes this week.
I thought you were giving away the galaxy.
I'm giving the galaxy back to
Sam. Happy to get on the air.
Oh, good. Well, thanks, Peter. Appreciate it. That was Peter. So the number, that line and several others are free. 604-280-0650. If you have a favorite app, Word Photo is pretty darn cool. It's one I think I'm gonna play with. We will, of course, have all of these apps on our website. Maybe not quite as soon as the show is over, but certainly by first thing in the morning. They will all be there as soon as I can marshal my resources. Paul, what's your next one?
You know, this is something people probably don't realize you can do, but you make sense. Just something like WebMD, the capability to diagnose, problems. And as we age, and I'm getting older,
hypochondriac's best friend. What is this lump?
That's what's going on. So. Exactly. What's this lump? Where did it come from?
I have a ganglion cyst starting on my wrist. That's the one that you're supposed to be able to hit with a book, but I'm afraid to hit it. It's not that big, but I think you can just push it down. I haven't checked WebMD.
Just pop it?
I really don't recommend hitting it with the Bible, which is the old recommended
period. I wasn't thinking of hitting it with a Bible because my Bible at home is soft covered. I was going to use something hard covered. But thank you for that. Are you on WebMD?
No, but I do have the Merck manual, which is what doctors and nursing students students use. My sister sent it to me.
Okay, that's online as well. That's an iPad app.
The medical apps are
great, but WebMD is a terrific one.
You know, if something's going on, you think, I don't feel quite right. You can kind of put in symptoms and whatever, and it'll come up with some ideas. I mean, you should still check with your healthcare professional. Obviously, go to your doctor. Don't try and self-diagnose yourself or anything. But you know, if we pay attention to stuff and catch it early, you have a chance to find stuff. And
you have a much better chance.
Yeah,
that's a good one. Let's take a quick break. Once again, the number is 604-280-0650, or tweet me. Come on, guys, get going with the Twitter stuff. It's tweet me at DottoTech, hashtag App Wednesday. It is App Wednesday. I'm Steve Dotto, and you're tuned in to DottoTech.
DottoTech is brought to you in part by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you.
What's the green deal over at London Drugs? It's easy to find great products with eco advantages when you come in. And it's not just talk. We've even helped our customers recycle tons of styrofoam from items they've purchased with us. London Drugs was just recognized as one of the leading green retailers in Western Canada. It's good karma. Find out how you can shop greener at greendeal.ca. London Drugs, your feel better place.
Do you have a comment or question for DottoTech? Visit our website at dottotech.com and click on Contact Us. DottoTech is brought to you by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you. Now, back to Steve.
We are back to Steve. It is App Wednesday. I have a studio full of app experts. Megan, you've been pretty quiet. Give me an app.
Right now, I'm really loving Street Food Vancouver.
Okay, we're back to the food theme.
You know,
I don't know if any of you guys are fans of the food cart. My office is right downtown at Robson and Burrard, so we like to have the occasional field trip out with some of my colleagues. But when the weather's crappy, it's really nice to be able to check where everything is that day and when they're opening.
So Street Food Vancouver is it's a registration service for the
All the Vancouver street food carts, and it's
for the carts. Like, are we talking about the sausage carts, or are we talking about the trucks?
I'm talking about like Roaming Dragon and Pig on the Street and La Brasserie and the.
I don't spend any time.
I was about to say, you haven't been downtown in a while, have you? They're everywhere.
So this is where you get poutine.
This is where you get all kinds of food. The one that some of my colleagues went to today is called Pig on the Street, and they work with a local farm, and it's all, I think they have one vegetarian thing, but everything else is all bacon all the time, and they're in like a pink camper van.
Can't go wrong with that. Bacon makes people happy.
There's Mom's Grilled Cheese Truck. There's all kinds of
stuff. I saw the grilled cheese one today. Yep.
It's so good. But the interface is awesome. So it shows up on the map. And if it's open, it's green. If it's closed, it's red.
Okay, I see it.
And you can touch it.
And so do they have GPSs in the truck, or do they actually say the physical location?
It says the physical location because their licenses change.
Yeah.
So I first found this because we kept trying to go to somewhere that was supposed to be somewhere, and it wasn't there. And when you were walking 8 blocks and you're really hungry, really annoying.
Okay. I wonder if there's similar apps in all of the other cities. That's probably worth checking out.
I know it was a local.
Street carts are becoming pretty big. Now, is that one tied in with the? There's also a based on the TV series on the Food Network.
Eat Street.
Mm-hmm. Eat Street. I'll check that one out to see if there's an app on that one.
This one is streetfoodapp.com, and it's Tatlow Park Software does it.
Mm-hmm.
And you can actually put in a vendor. You can report if a schedule is inaccurate.
Now, is there any bargains that are as a result? Do they say, hey, you come in, you get it, you know, a supersize it for free?
I've never had one like that. But honestly, the convenience and knowing that something is actually going to be there when I go to the effort of walking in the rain is worth it for me.
Well, before we leave you on this, because as we were talking before and we were spilling all of the best apps before the show, you mentioned the Starbucks app is one of your favorite apps.
Love
and then everybody chimed in on the Starbucks app. So why do you like the Starbucks app?
I usually end up doing the coffee run in my office. So I really like one of the features is that I can go in and put people in and save their drinks. So I don't have to remember when I get there. I can just read off the screen to
Because some
the
of those
barista,
drinks can be
some of them are really complicated. Run. And it keeps all my cards. So if I get one for Christmas, I can just add it, and it keeps all my balance.
Oh, so it's like iTunes.
Yeah, I can
adding money. So people give you money, Starbucks cards,
you
which
can
I
add
think
them
is
into
wasteful.
The app.
I don't like having all those printed cards. But now I've got one of these new gold Starbucks cards because apparently I'm a very special customer.
Mine's in here too.
Yeah, no, everybody's got one. No, we're not so special. You got one, Art?
No, sir.
I don't have one.
Art's got a...
I'm not a huge coffee guy.
You're a member since when, Megan?
I've had this for about a year now, since they first released it.
I'm a member since 1874 at Starbucks. Yeah, my card is... Yeah,
they're only like 26 years
so
old.
So you don't have to carry it anymore. So there it is. My card is member since 2008.
So there's my...
Well, there's your balance.
There's
you've
my
got 23
gold
bucks.
Card.
Oh, you got 1 cent left in your gold card. You should really top... Now, can you top it up online?
I can top it up directly from inside the app.
And then if you don't carry your wallet down, can you pay for your stuff with your app?
I can do everything from inside the app. I just scan it. All the shops have a little scanner. The only thing you have to be careful with is some hotels, if they have a Starbucks in their lobby. I got in big trouble in Ottawa because I thought I could use this at the Marriott on Queen Street. And the lady yelled at me because I guess it's a special kind of franchise. So
you know, and that's the nice thing about Ottawa is the clerks in Ottawa will yell at the customers all the time. That's why I hate going to Ottawa.
Okay.
It is the least friendly city on the planet.
That's
in
a lie.
Canada.
I love Ottawa because...
You just told us that you got yelled at in Ottawa. So you
can't
have it both ways.
It doesn't
ways.
Mean it's the most unfriendly place ever.
Not ever. I said just in Canada. Dave?
Another good app that I have, this one's a funny little app. It's just an alarm clock. But it's an alarm clock done by this famous Japanese composer. And it sort of wakes up with this pretty sort of happy music. It tells you what time it is. Tells you what the date is. And then it will tell you what the weather is outside. All in this really nice sing-songy voice. And it's made such a difference. It puts me in this cheery little mood as soon as I wake up in the morning.
Oh, man. What's it called?
It's called Uniqlo. Uniqlo. It's very simple. It's it's nothing fancy at all, but the music's really pleasant, and
is it a free app?
Partly cloudy. Yep, free app.
Did you just sing "Partly Cloudy"?
That's
what it sounds like. And in Vancouver lately, it says that pretty much
every single
morning.
Right? Yeah.
So I don't think I've ever heard it say it's sunny out.
She told us it was rainy once.
That's true. It did say it was rainy.
Okay, unique, Uniqlo.
Yep.
Uniqlo.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to check that out. I might use that.
You know, a friend of mine who's actually listening right now had recommended it to me, and when I first heard it, it was like, you've got to be kidding me. But I tried it out, and it was great. It was a really, it wakes you up in sort of a nice frame of mind as opposed to...
How do you discover those apps?
This was just someone who said, it was one of the guys in the kite team. He was playing it, and I was like, what is that? What on earth is that noise?
Okay.
Yeah.
Uniqlo. Okay, pretty cool. Paul, you're up.
Well, let's see here. I got a big honk.
You wanted to do a travel stuff.
Well,
give me your travel thing.
Okay, let's scroll up my list here, because there's a bunch of stuff. There's a program called Around Me. Make use of Google Locationware API. So it works with Google to show you where stuff is. And when you think about it, you got a built-in GPS in most devices now, like Android and Apple iPhones. So why not take advantage of that and find out what exactly is around you? So Around Me basically will tell your ATMs, supermarkets, theaters, just stuff around you, mm-hmm. wherever you are, and simple and easy to use.
That's going to be interesting how that world shakes down, because that's
exactly.
probably using Google Maps.
Yep.
And Google and Apple have had a parting of the ways with the announcements that came down in the Worldwide Developer Conference. Apple has decided they're going to add their own mapping function, and they're not going to use Google's anymore. Now, I'm sure you'll be able to use apps like this that will still do the call to the Google Maps. But Apple's map looks like they're going to be fairly interesting, and that will be in the fall that we lose.
See all of that. Yeah.
I was playing with them today. There's some really funny stuff in them.
Do you like it?
I don't find any real, I haven't seen any real significant advantage over the Google Maps that were originally there. And in some ways, the maps are kind of, in downtown Vancouver, Yale Town is 2 blocks away from Gastown.
Yeah.
It's like, no, they're not. They're like 10, 15 blocks apart. So the map is just flat out wrong.
Oh.
They've got the Whitecaps football stadium down by the coast of the edge of Cole Harbor, where it was going to be, or maybe is still going
really?
To be.
Really?
But and there was other ones in a couple of the Mac journals
that
today
is
where
too
you
funny.
Know, if you typed in Greenland, it showed up in the Indian Ocean and some weird stuff like that. So
they've got work to do on the Mac. Locked and loaded is what they've got.
I'm sure yeah. San Francisco came up perfectly.
And the interesting thing will be how Apple uses their location services that are built into the iPhone, tracking things, and for giving you traffic advice. I mean, I think one of the reasons Apple wants to do it this way and they want all control over it is if they have control over the map and they have control over the phone, knowing where the phone is, that if people are using the app, or maybe not, maybe just the fact that the phone is on, they can tell how fast cars are moving, how fast
yes.
people are moving from one location to the other, and they can quickly see. You know, there's so many iPhone users out there that if they suddenly see a concentration of iPhones that are not moving, and they do a little bit of predictive analysis, and normally at this time of day, these phones are moving at 30 kilometers an hour in this direction, and now they're all stopped, they can start rerouting traffic
and giving you
traffic.
And that's
and
the future,
directing you to drive by Apple stores.
Yeah. That is the future. You're absolutely right.
It is the
capability to know what's happening where and when gives you the capability to tell people where not to go if they're trying to avoid, you know, traffic
crowdsource
jams.
Traffic information.
Crowdsource, yeah.
Yeah, they're crowdsourcing the trafficking. Exactly. Yeah. That's something that I think we're going to want to keep our eye on. I personally am a little bit disappointed. I like the Google Maps, but I'm thinking, do we really need another full-on mapping service? But
maybe competition's good, though,
yeah.
right?
Got a letter from Nick in Saskatchewan. I can tell because he's at sasktel.net. And his favorite app is the CBC radio app. And I know I mentioned it last time, but I'm mentioning it again because nobody does radio better
it's
than most folks.
It's just that good, right?
Well, other than AM 650.
AM 650
nobody
awesome.
Does.
Nice work.
Nobody does.
Good catch.
Well, actually, no, nobody does an app better than CBC does their app. They've done a brilliant job. And here, Nick's comment was, it has the option of listening to any radio station in Canada on their network as well, but he lives about 300K from the transmitter, and so he doesn't get good reception at all.
I was going to say, I listen to AM 650 when I'm driving around, but I've actually been listening to it on my iPhone plugged into my stereo and over the air, over the internet, and it sounds really, really good. Yeah. I don't know if people realize I can do that.
Have you noticed the format change?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, what's the format change, Art? We got suddenly that music from the
They've
80s.
Added some more contemporary music.
Yeah.
Like, for example, about an hour ago, they played John Mayer.
John Mayer, he's cool.
He's a great guy.
It's all good.
Yeah, that's good. I'm excited about that.
Along with radio apps, Paul was saying, the Astral radio app I think is fantastic.
Oh, okay.
Because AM 650 is on it.
Yeah.
Also our sister station Virgin. But a new comedy channel in the Astral chain. It's all comedy 24 hours a day in London, Ontario. And I was really excited when they announced it. And I thought, okay, well, I don't want to go to the website every single time. But with the Astral radio app, scroll down, Funny 1410, London, Ontario. You can
Funny 1410.
Yeah, you can listen to Eddie Murphy, Jerry Seinfeld. And it's a 24-hour comedy network radio station.
Including 24 hours. Now, are you going to start doing some of your stuff, recording some of your stuff?
Oh, I hope so. Eventually, you would think someone in the chain would be on their radio station.
I got to ask you, when it comes to classic comedy, like stuff from the 60s, who's the best? Other than George Carlin, which, I mean, he's just in the league of his own.
Cosby?
Cosby, yeah. Yes.
Pryor?
Mm. Yeah, you know who my favorite is?
No.
Bob Newhart.
Bob Newhart's still funny.
So you're looking at me like I'm an old dude.
Yes.
But I'm not, because George Carlin is my favorite from that era, so I can't be that old.
Mm.
But Bob Newhart knew how to paint a picture and just through silence. He was the only one that used silence, and he used it so well with his telephone conversations.
Right, and his delivery, very deadpan.
Yeah, deadpan, and just...
Yeah.
The beauty of silence. Most people, most comedians, most actors, most radio hosts cannot abide a moment of silence.
No.
Okay. I'll learn. I'll watch some video, YouTube. Oh, I get it. Doesn't work well. I can see you with the dramatic pause. They can't. Audience doesn't get it.
No, the audience is not getting it. Dave, do you have one up? Do you have one before the break?
Yes. Brewgene.
Brewgene?
Yep. It's all about beer.
Oh,
B-R-
there's
E-W.
Yeah, there's
B-R-E-W.
Tons of different types. Mm-hmm. Yeah, B-R-E-W-G-E-N-E.
Okay, Brewgene.
Yeah, and it's all about beer.
Brewgene.
There's reviews. You can rate and review your own beers. You can store the ones that you've tried. You can post them to Facebook. You know, it's everything you would want in a beer app, except for not having any beer.
That's an ideal one for this station because, of course, this is the home of what's the beer show called?
Just Here for the Beer.
Just Here
which
for the
will
beer.
Air next Wednesday.
This just after us.
It was here the last time when we were here.
Yeah, they were
there because
we walked out
week,
and there was all that
craft
food and beer.
Week, yeah. So Brewgene is that. We've got we're going to take a break. We got one more segment with you today. It is all apps all day here on Dotto Tech. 604-280-0650 is the number, or connect us through that newfangled interweb at Twitter. It's at Dotto Tech, hashtag App Wednesday, or just at Dotto Tech will get to me. I'm Steve Dotto, and you're tuned in to Dotto Tech.
Dotto Tech is brought to you in part by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you.
If you suffer from knee pain, elbow pain, or any other muscle or joint pain, try Thermoflow. Pain care you wear. A comfortable, lightweight material that's easy to wear.
Well, I put the knee wrap on and was amazed that the ache in my knee disappeared so quickly and the swelling started to decrease.
Stop living with pain and experience a proven method of relief. Available for all parts of the body and for all ages. Ask for Thermoflow at Mark's Pharmacy at Oak and 22nd. Online at markspharmacy.ca.
You're listening to Dotto Tech, brought to you in part by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you.
I'm so tempted to come back with nothing but silence right now just to show how effective it can be. But I think we'll pass. Because maybe radio hosts have a reason for avoiding silence because you can't see. But Newhart made it work. That's the thing.
On video.
Not on video. On records. It works on
vinyl
the records.
Vinyl
LPs. Which Paul DeMera, if we let him do it, will tell us is better than anything else. Megan, save us.
I don't know if I can save you from vinyl, but one app I really like is Emergency First Aid. It's by PhoneFlips. It's 99 cents. It doesn't require an internet connection, and it has everything that most people probably need to have on hand because you're not in practice or you might panic, and it has choking and CPR and rescue breaths and how to use an AED if there happens to be one around you.
AED.
No, an automatic electronic defibrillator.
Oh, I saw that in James Bond.
They actually work really well. What to do for anaphylactic shock, how to help people, how to do a basic splint, all the kinds of things that you cover in your, if you
first
have to take
course.
It every
yeah.
year like
yeah.
me, but not everybody does. If you need to be able to look it up, babysitters would probably find, if you're looking after your grandkids or anything like that, would probably find it really handy. To have, and I really like it, A, because it's cheap, but also because it works anywhere. I don't have to have coverage.
You don't have to have an internet connection. That's a pretty good idea. So that's called First Aid.
Emergency First Aid.
Emergency First Aid. Is that F-I-R-S-T or 1-S-T?
F-I-R-S-T. Because there's a whole bunch of them available, but this is the one that's by PhoneFlips.com. It's a Canadian company.
PhoneFlips. I'm going to make a note of that so that we can have the correct links. PhoneFlips. F-L-I-P-S?
Yeah.
Flips.com. Very cool. Emergency First Aid. We will have a look at that. Paul?
Here's one you don't think about too often. There's a weather app built into basically the Android and Apple devices, but I actually use the Weather Channel app because it's so much better.
It's an awesome app.
It just gives you more of the stuff you're looking for. And
on your iPad, the Weather Channel HD.
Beautiful. That's the ticket. It is the ticket. Yeah, I mean, you don't really think about it because there's something already built in, but there is better stuff out there. So that's one thing
Weather
I use
Channel
a lot.
HD. We had actually the developers, the guy that was in charge of the program on the show when they launched it.
Right.
They sent us some free weather. It was
cool.
Really great. It was just
Can you
awesome,
send some sun?
It was awesome. Hey, Art, we haven't asked you for too many today. What's
I was wondering about that. I thought.
Because I think I sent you an email saying, be prepared.
Oh, I'm prepared.
What do you got?
How about this one? Just to go off the... off the links here. Best room.
Best room. What's that?
What does it sound like? Any
it's
idea?
Hotel
well,
room?
It sounds like it could be the best room in the house, which is my room when there's nobody else around.
Incorrect.
It could be the bathroom.
There we are. Yes. It's. I came up with this idea of creating creating a blog and like anonymous blog and take pictures of like the best and worst bathrooms that I ever encounter and within sort of the Vancouver area just so people can go to it and say do the same idea as street food, right? To find out what the best
best
it's not the same part. Idea as street food.
Think about it. If you're downtown
in
an area.
I mean, it's in the chain.
And
I'll admit it's in the chain, the process chain, but it's not really the same idea.
But if you're in a part of downtown or part of Vancouver where you don't know and you need to go badly, wouldn't you want to go to the best one available? That's the idea. So
I always get a kick out of that term, by the way. need to go badly. I think you should just need to go, because going badly can cause can cause untoward circumstances.
So best room kind of stole my idea. I think mine will be better, so mine will come out eventually. So it
best room is a Vancouver bathroom app.
Yes, and it also utilizes GPS, I guess, with the mapping. So if you're Robson and Granville, it'll put little pins to the closest public bathroom you're at. And I don't know if it rates it. I think it's expecting people, the audience or the app users, to rate it, to tell them how good or bad it is. And then you go to it if you need to.
I'm kind of ashamed of the fact that I even know that there's an alternative to that app, but it's called Toiletocity.
See?
That's why Megan's here. That's why Megan's here. Toiletocity,
like Travelocity. But it will also help you find like a disabled washroom, a washroom with a changing table, ones that you know aren't locked.
Sometimes Megan scares me.
Yeah,
my husband says that a lot.
Just a little bit, Dave. Just a little bit. Okay.
You try going to some of the really isolated places in the interior and see.
See? Well, it's horrible.
The isolated places in the interior. It's basically findatree.com.
There you go.
I don't have outdoor plumbing.
Yes, I understand.
It's easy for guys. Yes, we can find.
It is easy.
Do
for
any
guys.
Best tree.
Okay, best tree. Okay. Do we have any other? Do we have any other bodily function apps that we should be going over right now?
God, I hope not.
Okay.
I'm just going to bite my tongue.
Dave, I'm going to throw it to you now because
one I've had fun with over the last while. It's a translation app called Say It.
Say it.
And you basically, you choose which language you want to translate to. You say your phrase in your own native language, and then it translates it on the fly and spits it back out in whatever language you happen to want it to go out in.
Okay.
And it's actually reasonably accurate. Megan speaks Dutch, so we play with it in Dutch for a little while. And you know, great phrases like, I want cheese on my tractor and things like that. It is pretty accurate.
So does it use the internet, though?
Yes, it does.
So you'd probably want to have a data plan that's not so expensive if you're traveling, right?
I don't think it's sending the voice itself back. I think the voice is getting generated on the phone. But it's probably, it looks like what it's doing is it's sending off the English, what it figures the English translation was, and then firing it back. And it's reasonably accurate.
Mm. Okay.
That's I would good. Trust, you know, if I was, you know, yeah. in some strange town where nobody spoke English, I would certainly probably get a little bit further with that than I would with my, you know, my broken Estonian or anything else like that.
You going to bust it out?
Yeah, I should actually fire it up.
Art, did you have anything else? Because I know you prepped some and I don't want to shortchange you.
Have I told you about, I use Cam Scanner. It's a photo scanning app. Mm-hmm. So if you have a document that, you know, it's so annoying to scan anything. You can take a picture of it. So it's a pretty good app to documents like your passport or whatever, because people don't want a picture. It kind of more of a scanning idea. Have I told you this awesome one called BrewGene? No, I'm just joking. I'm just Card Munch, also a great app. I get business cards all the time.
Yes.
I put them in my wallet.
Yeah,
my wallet gets too fat, and then I throw them out. And when I found a Card Munch,
and it works.
About 6 months ago. Oh yeah,
it's a paid app. You have to buy it though, don't you?
I don't. Didn't know it was free. So you take
a picture of it, and it puts it into your address book.
Yeah, I'm assuming that the picture goes to some country where they pay people cheaply.
No, it's just OCR software.
Okay, well,
they can do that. That's done on a server, but it's not hard to do.
Next, there's going to be a Terminator from the future going to come back and kill. No. So, and then within, I would say, usually if it's quick, within like 5 minutes, everything on that card gets put into a database, and all of a sudden your cards are easy to read if you need to find. And then you can search for whoever you need without having to actually type in phone numbers and addresses.
That's
amazing.
That's a really good idea. You know,
it also links into LinkedIn too, so it can make you a LinkedIn connection with whoever card you sent in.
Are you playing with your... Mm-hmm. Translation
tool. Playing with it, yeah.
You know what? I'm going to throw out this one here, and I know it's not much, but it's something I actually use. And the reason is it looks like the real world thing. It's called Cooking Timer.
Oh,
and
like it.
It's free, and it just looks like, you know, the plastic timers?
Yeah.
It works exactly the same. It even has the same audible tick. And so you just turn it, and it ticks its way down, and then it goes bing at the end. It does nothing else.
That's cool.
But every oven has a timer.
No, yeah, the
but
digital.
You can bring that with
is this
you.
For camping?
No, this is. I never use my oven timer. I use this, or I look at the time, But if I am timing something I want to ding, I like the little plastic thing. But the little plastic thing in the kitchen gets all greasy and gummy, and I don't know, and the dog eats it. This one here, it's on my iPad, and it looks the same, and that's why I like it. So I'm allowed to like it. See?
I think it looks great. That's cool.
It looks just like the plastic. Now everybody on radio is going, oh, that was just...
Yeah, we can all see that.
But then
that.
Can you still use your iPad while you're timing your food?
Well, the whole thing is you're cooking while you're doing it. All right. But I've got one of the chill tabs, in my kitchen, so my iPad sits up nicely, and so I have my iPad there often for recipes and stuff. I don't know. I guess you could jump out. I don't know. Let's jump out to something else. Let's jump back in and see if it still seems to be still going.
Okay.
Yeah, cooking
TikTok,
timer.
TikTok. Yeah.
It might go bing at the end of the show here for us. Megan, you got another one?
I really like iBird Canada.
Yeah, I was hoping you'd get to that one because there's so many ornithologists in amongst our listening audience. Which
I'm sure
there
are.
There probably
you
are,
laugh,
actually.
But I bet there are.
I just wanted to show off that I knew the word ornithologist.
That was pretty good.
Yeah.
I am
Point
impressed.
Dotto. Yeah.
Ornithologist.
Yeah. That's a person that's into orns.
But iBird Canada is a Canada-specific app. They do them also for the United States. And
I-B-I-R-D?
Central. Yeah. And it's just booting up here. It's fantastic. It has the sounds of all the birds in here. It has a search feature. So if you're, like I was in Nova Scotia last week, and I don't know the seabirds there very well. So with the search function, I could put in where I was, what kind of shape it was like, what sort of habitat we were in, and the kind of bill shape and crown color. And then it brought up all these matches. So I
could
go through and see which one it really was.
Now, one of the things that bird watchers do, I think, not being a bird watcher myself, is you like to kind of have your bucket list of birds that you want to see.
Yes.
I'm not a lister dude, I have to say.
Is that what you call them, is lister dudes?
I'm sure there's an actual name, but I do not have a list.
People that do keep lists, does it service those folk?
Well, let me check.
Okay. Because that's the thing is, you know, I'm missing my, you know, my Norwegian.
Actually,
my cousin-in-law
does just what you're talking about.
My Norwegian's three-breasted sparrow, and I need to get that.
Yep.
And
three-breasted sparrow.
That's right. It's a very rare one. A lot of people are missing that particular.
It made an appearance on Total Recall.
There you go.
You like that new one's coming out. That is
yes,
good.
In fact, it does. For every bird, it has a little note icon, and you can put insert date and time, location. You can email the note back to
can
yourself.
Can you take pictures? Does it work with pictures and the camera?
You
got to know the apps. You got to have the app down.
I don't take pictures of them.
Like
see, I use.
You don't, what's your point? You don't mark down which ones you've seen.
No, I use the sound. So when I go out walking at night, I can make the owls talk back to me.
Oh, okay.
Or this is like an ancient murrelet right now.
A what?
An ancient murrelet.
It's on my list.
But it has. Actually, here's the Flickr stream. Let's see. Can you submit to Flickr?
Okay, this is turning into not good radio.
whose fault is that?
Well, I thought it was going to be... and it is a good app. iBird Canada or just iBird?
iBird Canada. There is iBird
all one
US.
Word?
Yeah.
Okay, Canada. Okay, we're going to put that on, and that'll be up on the website along with all of the other links that we have up. I need to remind all of our listeners that we do have a giveaway. We're still giving away an SSD. It's being given away in just a few days, a solid state drive, 128 gigabytes of happiness for the lucky winner. It will be a tremendous...
It'll change your life.
You know, when I was watching Apple's Worldwide Developer Conference, and I was seeing that they're basically taking mechanical drives out of all of the new systems.
No more.
So solid state drives are simply the way to go.
I'll never go back.
Well, you can't. The problem is once you've got one, you're spoiled. You can't go back to a mechanical drive. You can for backup, and you can for if you're doing video work and you need massive storage. But for day-to-day working, it would be like going back from having an iPhone or a really good smartphone. It would be like going to a standard flip phone.
Or a Motorola Razr or something.
Yeah, Motorola Razr. Or worse.
Not going to
happen. The old Razr, not the new Razr.
Not going to happen.
Yeah, it would be a bad day. Art?
Yes?
I think we're just about wrapped up, are we?
Absolutely.
Do we have anything else we have to do? Reminder,
I've given you all my favorite
ones. Drop by the website I will have listings of all of these apps up, and if you have more, send them in, and we'll add them to the list if it's your favorite app, and send them in through the month, because for the next little while, as long as we're having fun, we're going to continue to do App Wednesday once a month, where we take your calls, we talk about the best apps out there, and we share them with you, our loyal listening audience.
I think there's only about 495,000 left.
Yeah,
so.
we've got
time.
Well, if we work our way through them.
I need to thank Megan and David Hathaway, Paul DeMera, and, of course, Mr. Art Factora, our erstwhile producer. I am Steve Dotto, and we thank you very much for tuning in this week to Dotto Tech.
Dotto Tech is brought to you in part by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you.
All-time favorites, AM 650 is CISL Vancouver, a member of the Astro family.